ぎりの夕焼け厄介に絡みつく汗を切り裂くようにしてマシンは叫ぶ歌うようにローアップラウド無口な妖精はそこにいるローアップラウド繋いは砕けた愛のかけら。
Hello everybody indeed. Welcome to the Metaverse Podcast. This is episode 47. I'm Jero, joined by Faux Shizzle.
Hey, what's up everyone?
And Skyline's here.
Hello everybody.
Hey guys, so on today's episode we are going to be talking about anime pilgrimage. Sky, as you brought this topic to the table, how about you introduce it to us?
Oh, yeah, certainly. You know, J-Ro was shopping around for different ideas that we other writers might have had for this type of podcast. So I thought, you know what? You know, there's a lot of places in anime that are modeled after real cities, real towns, real junctures, different train stations, lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, wouldn't it be a neat idea for us to discuss what particular places we recognize, what particular places we'd like to visit, and what places that we could never, ever visit, but would still want to anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to divide this up into a reality versus fiction discussion for these pilgrimages, that doesn't sound right, that we would want to go on. Let's talk about reality here. And I'll bring up one first is from the series Do Rah 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 is Ikebukuro. And that is one that I've always liked the first episode of that series because it's kind of a brief introduction to the main character to, you know, Ikebukuro and all these people that live in this city because Do Rah 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 is such a big ensemble cast. There's a lot of people. But I thought it was always great because that first episode, it has this kind of neat feeling to it that you're touring around the city that's based off reality, and you have all of these characters that you're seeing in it, and it does a really great job of setting that all up. And not just the characters, but also this city that they're going to be living in. I always thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like you said, it's a pretty iconic city in Dura Rah, when you, and especially when you see it here in other anime, it's like, oh wait, I know that. Where that's at?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, yeah. And they have that, like, I think the sign that I think it's a, like it just says spells love. I think it's the one that Isaiah punches or hits. I think that's real.
Mm-hmm.
That little museum thing they have outside. So you can go there and punch your friend.
So with locations like that, especially when you get a large ensemble cast, you start creeping around in it. You start seeing stuff like that. So a location can become a character in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's true.
Agreed. We'll rotate with this. We have a number of options. Fosh, how about you go next?
I don't know where it's located, but there's a museum, an aquarium, and the girls in pants are... I think episode 10, I think, is what it was when they show it. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, museum, you know, aquariums are kind of interesting. And, I mean, kind of an easy answer, I guess, for that one for mine.
Mm. So was it a place they went into, or was it a backdrop or something?
I think it was a backdrop, I think. All I don't right. recall them doing much of a vacation.
It was a backdrop.
Okay.
Yeah. Since I'm in Florida, you know, we have, like, you know, a lot of attractions here like that. You have SeaWorld down here, so
mm-hmm.
I guess it would be something like that.
Sky?
My location is Enoshima. And the reason I picked that out because it rather has a fairly iconographical landmark. You see it on the top of the island. You see an observation tower. And if you've watched shows like Suritama, if you've seen shows like Tari Tari, the film Psychic School Wars, you can always see that tower very visible in the background. And that's an observation tower that is in a botanical gardens that's on top of that hill. So that's that would be a nice place to visit because, you know, flowers are cool and observation towers are cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just, it kind of ties in all of those shows in a way that, you know, you just kind of, you know, you kind of go to a different location on the island and there's the gang from Suritama, you know, fighting
mm-hmm.
weird alien things.
It was also in Sacred Seven, they use that as a location. I think they
did.
Yeah, I think they knock it down, I think, in that series. But
They knocked down the observation tower?
They might have, but
Did Michael Bay make that? There's a lot of fighting in that series. Don't knock down my observation tower before I get there. That would be terrible. That would be absolutely horrible.
There you go. You can do the Siri Tom and the Dance. You can do that there.
Getting back to me, when I was blogging Mawaru Penguin Drum on Metanorn, I used to see so many of these other posts because of the somewhat linked to reality in terms of events and stuff. And there was a lot of great locations that they went to. You would always see that train sign come up and they would go to some different city, and you would always see this very interesting stuff. And one spot in specifically that came up to mind was the restaurant that they have there, that ramen place where you see Kanba with his family, and then spoilers, later on you find their dead bodies there.
Like, they're all dead.
Yeah. But that was one that was, you know, especially with the theme of the train going from location to location and seeing all these different areas and seeing all the snapshots, comparing them to reality, I always thought was very cool.
Yeah, it is interesting. Yeah, like you said.
Yeah.
And of course, the storyline they use is based in real history, too. So.
Yeah.
One of the parts, anyway.
And then there's that one ridiculous statue that's got the two guys that are, like, bent over into a half circle on
hands and feet
on each other.
Yeah, I'm just talking about you.
Yeah.
Someone sculpted that. Yep. And it's real.
Yep.
Posh. Can
I go with, I guess, Tamako Market is the shopping center. It's the, that's kind of interesting, just seeing that. Like, I've always been curious about it. I'm like, yeah, shopping center looks pretty interesting to go to. Everything's in one little spot, and yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that.
Sky?
I will pick London, because I've actually been to London. And I've actually walked across Abbey Road, and I've actually been to the British Museum and seen the fake Rosetta Stone. Never had a chance to go up into the London Eye, because I am much like Mio, and no, never, not a chance. And it didn't exist when I was there back in 1992.
Wow, nice.
So what series featured London?
What other series featured London?
I'm trying to remember.
I would kind of feel like maybe Nodame Cantabile did.
Yeah, I think so. I'm thinking like Nigma. I think one of the OVAs had. I think they went over there to England or something for Negi.
And they went to Wales because he's Welsh.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because Negi is a Welsh onion, or Nagi is a Welsh onion, or whatever.
Yeah, I remember. Maybe we're branching off a bit here as we talk about anime that took place in anywhere else but Japan. I remember Monster taking place in Germany. Japanese doctor heading there, a hair doctor. But I'm thinking about like what series actually took place in America.
There's a few. There's Eden of the East. That has something in Eden Washington, New York,
D.C., White House.
Always remember that White House scene.
Yeah, that one always. He's naked in the White House.
The streaker.
Show me your Johnny.
Come on.
What about the Space Brothers? Didn't they say something about NASA? I don't think they were visiting.
Yeah, they're in Houston.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They go to Texas for a bit. Yeah, I've seen those episodes. I can't think of anything else. I don't think in California's been any of them. New York, I think
Unbreakable
a few times.
Unbreakable Machine Doll was in Britain.
Oh, right.
The Unmentionable Machine Doll is what it should be called.
I think Zvezda, I think one of the characters is from Germany, I think. Evangelion as well, too. I mean, awesome.
Yeah, in that case, then we can just start bringing up Hetalia and...
Full stop.
You'd be there forever.
But anyway, moving on to another reality place. Just as recently as episode 5 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, we saw that scene where I believe it was Hong Kong they were in, and Avdol was fighting Paul Nareff in these weird this weird sort of park area where it had this weird sort of structure set up. And I actually remember Kyokai telling us that she had been there and that that was a real place.
Right, the week before the episode aired or after it aired or something, she was actually there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of interesting. Wow, that's got to be like a big mind-blowing moment.
Yeah, just been there and all of a sudden, it's in my anime.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Fosh, do you have another one?
There's a few areas in, like, I think Sakurasso, No Pet, because I think it's the Sky Tree. I think we talked about that earlier. That's in a lot of shows, too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I just don't remember the other shows it's been in, but I know it's in, like, you could probably list off a bunch of shows then. That scene with Tokyo Tower, that's, you know, those two are, like, places I would like to see, but I'm kind of like Skyline. I don't really don't like heights very much, so. Yeah, we're just
about that. I could probably do that observation tower with no problem whatsoever, but anything else would probably, you know, because, you know, J-Ro especially knows about this being an Ohio native, but I can't go up in the Kings Island Tower at all.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, or there's that Karoo Tower there, too.
Because I've been, like, in a glass elevator, and that freaked me out. I'm like, nope.
Oh, yeah.
Well, really? I've done the Karoo Tower observation point. No problems there. No problems whatsoever. But, you know, just there's just too much below to see and, you know.
Mm, right.
Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you watch anime and it's like the mind starts racing. Sky? Any other places?
Real life location? Probably like to do a Bombori festival where they held Hanasaki Aroha. Because apparently that's a thing that they keep on doing now. Because just because of that show, people show up and they try to cosplay as characters and do different things like that. So that would be really fun to see.
Hmm. They get chased by the gray heron.
Yep.
The giant bird.
And that's in the city of Toyama, which is I think northwest of Tokyo. Believe it or not, only like I think like. Maybe a 2-hour train ride out. It's not too terribly far.
Another one I can bring up is a very popular one, which is Akihabara. See it in so many anime when there's shopping montages or anything like that. Genshiken is a big place where you go, where you see guys looking at arrow gaze in the stores and, you know, clothes shopping and stuff. I mean, that would be a great place to go, not just for, you know, hey, this is where anime things have taken place, but to actually go there and shop.
Right, yeah. I heard friends that you can spend a lot of money there, that's all I heard. Easily.
you probably couldn't get out but, you know, without, you know, most of your credit card going into the black.
Yeah.
And if we're mentioning you know, sheer otaku zone like that, Kamiket. You can go twice a year if you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing that Oryumo, they do several episodes in that.
Mm-hmm. You can see all those girls surrounded by dudes with cameras at every possible angle. So
right. Awkward. Yeah. It is a little weird. I've seen this stuff on Sankaku about that. So, yeah.
My goodness.
All I gotta say is some of those girls are pretty brave. That's all I gotta say.
Wow. Repulsive. It should be banned. Ooh, look at that.
Should be, but it's like the one time of the year they can actually get away with most of the stuff they're doing for cosplay anyway.
Exactly.
And so then, I heard that, you know, as we believe they cosplay a lot, they don't really cosplay as much as we think in Japan.
Oh, yeah. And just to round off my list of a couple more places, there's the Gundam that you could go see in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Life-size Gundam. That would be so awesome.
Wow.
And then, being a One Piece fan, I've always wanted to go around in those exhibits that they have there sometimes. I believe they had like something that looked like the Sunny Go, and you see all those characters, like life-size statues of those characters and stuff, and the stores, oh man, I would be bankrupt.
Yeah, I imagine so. I think they also have a life-size Zaku, too. Back then. Mm-hmm. I think you see both of them.
That brings to mind the Ghibli Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. It's out there.
That way you could finally see the Kittenbush short, because apparently that's the only place you can see it.
Yeah, yeah. There's some of those things like that where you can go to see the exclusive, very exclusive stuff, and you know, Ghibli would be very cool. Fosh, you have any other places?
The last one would be like pretty much any place that Kyoto Animation uses, like, you know, they have it in Shinobio, Hyoka, mm-hmm. K-On!, Haru Suzumiya, like, all those shows are based on, like, you know, you were saying before, real locations. And mm-hmm. it's kind of interesting seeing that the detail they put in all that. It's impressive to me.
Skyline, any other more places?
Like you said, Kyoto, but while you're in Kyoto, you can go visit a tiny beach called Obama.
Obama Beach.
Because that's what Obama, it means tiny beach. It's a tiny little town out just outside of Kyoto.
Cool. So President Obama's President Tiny Beach. Awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a private beach.
He's actually... He's actually cheerful little beach, because, you know, Barack Obama.
Oh yeah. That's true.
Mm.
And of course, there's so many other places that we could get to for reality-based stuff. I believe Haruhi has some places that are based off reality. Railgun might have some, for example.
I think Railgun Index both have, like, mm-hmm. yourself.
Yeah. So
Is there actually a Seventh Mist? Because I'd like to visit that just because.
Not sure.
Probably not.
No.
All right, so let's get out of reality here and think fantasy wise in terms of fiction. What are some worlds in the anime that we watch that we'd like to go to? And I'll go ahead and get started with a One Piece example. There's a lot of different places they go to, but most of the time, they're not pleasant. Like, Punk Hazard, that's not a pleasant place to go. You're either burning hot or you're freezing cold. Water 7, they have, like, hurricane and tsunami warnings that they need to cover up. So, some place like Skypiea would be pretty good for the most part, save, for the fact that Anaru is there being a little bee with his lightning and stuff. But that seems like a good place to go because of the technology. It's dated, but it's kind of neat in a way, how they have it set up with dials. And, of course, it would be, you know, you'd be living up in the clouds, and that would be pretty cool.
Right. Minus the way you get there, though. It's like,
yeah,
you gotta, like, ride a typhoon, basically, to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was shooting in the air, whatever.
We'll rotate again, Fosh.
Kyoso Giga would be my choices. Because there's a lot of locations that go in that semi-realistic looking, but then they go to the mirror world, which is, you know, all fake, and it's more like fantasy and kind of mm-hmm. interesting how they have.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the location is all interesting.
Things never break.
Yeah, things never
they
break.
Can be fixed.
And you can live forever, basically, because you're immortal there. You can't mm-hmm. die.
Yeah, but,
and,
yeah, but yeah. Would it be hard to toss out all your stuff?
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until Koto arrives and wrecks everything. That's a different story. Whatever.
Kyoso Giga kind of seems like that world where you have to kind of weigh the upsides versus the downsides. Mm-hmm. And downsides aren't pretty good, but the upsides are quite nice, I think. That's when I'd like to...
Downside, you're trapped in that area. You can't mm-hmm. really get out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're screwed there, but yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Sky?
I don't know if this is actually, I think, I've looked it up, I've tried to look as much as I possibly can to see if it's actually a real place or not, but the other place is definitely not real. The potential real is Oshioshi from Nagino Asukara, because that's the land-based town. So that could be somewhere, it could be modeled mm-hmm. after something, but mm-hmm. I cannot find out where it was modeled from. But what is most definitely fictional is Shio, which is the mm-hmm. town under the sea.
Right.
Because where else could you go to offend a sea god and have a fish on your knee? Or elbow, or wherever.
I almost feel like they kind of give like the Atlantis kind of, you know, that story, and kind of they worked it in that series. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. For my second one, I would go with Outbreak Company and the alternate world that they live in, especially if it's going to be under the tutelage of the main character, who is basically teaching them about anime and manga and video games. That would be pretty fun.
He needs a larger staff, so obviously we're going there, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
we're going to help
Darrow him out. Would definitely teach over there. I could see that.
Yeah, and then eventually we're going to make our own doujins and mangas and stories.
Yeah, they'd be thinking that the world, of, the real world, like, you know, Persona 4 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sort of like that in real life? Not really.
What would our curriculum be? Because I've already got Low Defense 101 through, you know, probably 500 covered.
Yeah, I think
they would probably be interested in the sports, other sports, not just soccer.
Yeah, I think I could do a physical anime education.
Right, yeah. Teach them how to use tanks like Girls in Panzer. Technically a sport.
Sports manga or sports anime? How to reorient yourself after a still frame shot?
Or how to use superpowers while playing basketball?
Yeah, one of the classes would be basketball, soccer, and tank driving. That would be a popular course.
Or using your magic powers in sports too, because that's a big thing in anime.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Got to get in the zone.
Yeah, unlock
like
your
Kuroko.
Yeah, unlock your zones.
Posh, back to you.
I think mine would probably be something in the shonen world, maybe Bleach, because there's so much stuff you can do in the world Bleach. If you die, you have a chance of becoming a Soul Reaper. You can still live on and do things. But if you're, you know, a wrong car, you're killed off by everything else. So it's kind of interesting. I mean, Kubo's world, he's not really good at world building. I mean, it's kind of boring. All you have is the real world Soul Society, and that's about it. Well, One Piece, like you were saying, it's just there's so many islands to visit.
Mm-hmm.
So the world is massive in One Piece, but Bleach has some interesting areas to go to.
Although the thing with Bleach is that you have to be killed by somebody who can give you that power.
Right, that's true.
Like Rukia gave that to Ichigo in episode 1.
Yeah, because there's some episodes where if your parent gets killed by a hollow, you basically have hollow blood in you, so you have half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Ichigo, which makes him overpowered. But yeah, Bleach would be an interesting world to go to.
Sky?
I don't think I have another one. I kind of spent all my change on everything else. I'm just taking a look around.
Prism Ilya. You could get magical powers, hunt cards.
I don't want to live in that city. That city's terrible. My goodness. You know, magic swords come out of magic portals in the sky, and you can't run from them. It's horrible. No, don't go there. Don't go there. It's you know, bad times are just waiting to happen. You know, homunculi turn in the cups and explode.
I know where you wouldn't want to go. The world across, you wouldn't want to go there. That's evil too.
Where at?
The world across.
Cross.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good either. Yeah. So now we're going to places that we actively would avoid at all costs.
Well, yeah, I mean that's a good setup for what I think Jay was gonna do.
Yeah, and I actually put that in as a place to avoid, and I said that's the world of Shinsekai Yori, especially if you're not an adult. Because
you have no powers, you're screwed.
Yeah, if you have no powers, if people view you as weak, you get taken to the trickster cat, and then it's all bad from there.
Yeah.
And especially the way things went to hell at the end of that series, that is definitely a place to avoid.
Yeah, though, and like, you know, obviously, you know, Attack on Titan, you want to go there.
Yeah.
World of Berserk, you wouldn't want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. The world that you would not want to go to. Yeah, definitely.
Keep it classy, fella.
I'm trying to think what else. There's another world that I wouldn't want to go to. Maybe like Gargantia, because it's all water. You can't swim. You're much screwed.
Valgrave wouldn't be that good.
No, not really.
Although I feel like we're kind of towing the line of what a world is versus just sort of like ideas of anime.
Yeah, but I mean, like, other worlds might want to visit me, like a harem world, you know, High School DxD. We mentioned it off air.
You know, what about all these video game worlds? Going fiction within the fiction. Sword Art Online.
I found my second one. Okay, it's the alternate death reality from Soul Eater.
Oh yeah, Soul Eater Academy is pretty cool.
Yeah, because I could either turn into a weapon or wield a weapon that someone was a previous someone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be
what
fun.
Were we just talking about?
Video game world.
So yeah, Sword Art Online, Log Horizon. I would like to go to Log Horizon because just the way it's portrayed in the anime, it kind of looks like a nice community, especially. I'm forgetting what the name of the city is that, well, actually that's some
Akihabara.
Akihabara, yeah, that is actually, you know, the names are all based off of real cities in Japan, as much as we've seen. But that would be pretty good to sort of hang out and play there. If I get stuck there, then, you know, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, you just lose a bit of your memory, so that's all. If you die.
Yeah, each time you die, you forget your cat.
Yeah, for, mommy. For Fluffy. I guess that's what his name was.
Yeah, that was Krusty's cat.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I think like other video games, like actual video games, like, you know, I don't know any of the worlds I would want to go to.
What about like Dot Hack?
Yeah, Dot Hack would be good.
I never watched the series, but there was that one. It was kind of a funny series. Oh shoot, I'm blanking on the name now. But it was more humorous in nature.
Yeah, I think it's like a 5 minute show. I don't think I know what you're talking about. I think
like Senyu.
Yeah, Senyu. That was one of those.
Any other thoughts on places to visit, places to go?
I'm not sure, really. I mean,
yeah, I'm honestly kind of looking through my mail list at places. It seems like there should be episodes of Space Dandy that would be fun to go to.
Yeah, there's a lot of worlds, yeah.
Yeah, those kind of worlds. Or that high
school. We'll just say boobies and be done with it. We're just going to go to boobies and... You can kind of already do that right now, you know?
Yeah, basically just go to Hooters or Tilt and Kilt.
And speaking of Dandy, you can throw in, like, Cowboy Bebop, all these space shows, Gundam, like you were saying earlier. Yeah, I don't think you want to go into, what's that one show that came out last season? I forgot. Sidonia, you wouldn't want to go there.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that's bad. That's basically the Titan of space.
You would, okay.
I would. For one reason and one reason only, I want to find out how humans photosynthesize, because that's freaking awesome, and they don't explain it in the bloody show.
Right.
And there's that third sex in the series.
Yeah, the guy or girl, depending on what they choose.
It's kind of like an in-between thing there for a bit. But you can just choose what you want. Well, if there's nothing else to add, then I believe we are done with this episode of the Metaverse Podcast.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. If you want to leave pictures, what like you're saying.
Yeah. So, if you know, as I mentioned after our reality point, there's so many places that we could talk about that we
too many
haven't gotten to. So, if there's places that you think of that you know are pretty cool, or even can find pictures of them, you can share those in the comment section with us at metadorn.net with under the post for this episode. And also the fictional worlds, too. That would be interesting.
Right. And if you have pictures of you actually going there, you make us jelly. Go for it. Post away. You know. Looking at Min. That's what I'm really looking at right now.
Yeah, Min would have been good for this episode because he's been there.
A few times.
Wasn't very long, but
no.
But that would have been cool.
Yeah, I know people on Twitter, Aeroblip and Kibo, they've been over there a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, definitely tell them. I've talked about it before. They said it's better to go with a lot of friends. Go with a big group, basically. Don't go by yourself.
Yeah, that would be... it wouldn't be nearly as fun to not share the experience with somebody.
Yeah,
and of course, it's very expensive anyway.
Yeah,
so any financial assistance you can get, that would be good.
That's true.
Yep. So, listeners, thank you for downloading and listening to the podcast. For Fosh, for Skyline, I'm Jerry. We will see you next time on Metaverse.